everybody. Back this week. A-Squad, fresh from Comic-Con. With me, as always, is Mr. Giant Shock.
It was a marathon, man.
Max Barracuda.
What's up?
And we have a guest this week, Painted Black artist who is with us at the booth, Mr. Lou Figuarella.
Gamer tag is praying won't help.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you normally play, dude?
You know, like stealth games, you know.
I know you're huge on Splinter Cell.
Splinter Cell, love it. Love it.
Did you get Blacklist?
No, I'm poor. Also,
I feel you, bro.
This game I had for a while called El Shaddai. You ever hear of it?
Only from you.
It's like a half God of War, half platformer that's super visual. It's,
all right, God of War is platformer. That's okay.
I thought platformer was like Super Mario, like the side-scrolling.
Side-scroll platformer.
Yeah, no, platformer's like, I guess, like a character goes through the whole thing?
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like Jack and Dexter is considered a platformer also.
It's where you jump on platform.
Yeah, pretty much where things float for no reason. You know what I'm saying?
Deep.
Word.
Nice save. Thanks for the help.
We got new sound bites. New sound bites.
Didn't think I'd need to use that
I'm
quick.
Allowing the co-host to have sound bites now, so we'll see how that goes from as the weeks progress. We might have to pull back the reins on a couple. But we're going to have some
that
fun,
one
man.
Was beautifully placed.
All right, so your favorite game, Splinter Cell?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I know you play the multiplayer a lot, man, which you're the only other person I know who loves Splinter Cell multiplayer.
Yeah.
Spies or Mercs?
No, I'm on Conviction, it's you just either play as the one guy or you play as, the two spies.
So either Sam or...
No, but there's a versus mode in Conviction.
Yeah, but you're one of the two spies.
Right.
Like, you don't get to choose.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of...
Yeah, okay. And that one, which pretty much just play Hunter, but I got kind of bored of it. People who play kind of suck.
Yeah, you have this bio.
Well, they've
like,
moved on to the new game, you know what I'm saying?
Well, like, even then.
You have this bio where, like, look, don't use weapons. You're just going to get us found out, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure if I went back to Halo 2, people would suck there, too.
Like, you know, I've gotten to the point where I don't use gadgets. I don't use special weapons. I don't even use guns.
Just your mitts.
And then people run through there like it's fucking Call of Duty.
You just Ron Swanson, bare knuckle brawl?
Exactly.
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
So we're going to hit up what we're playing this week. Oh, I turned the sound all the way down. On Toe Jam. Anyway, this is what we're playing this week.
The fuck was that?
That's interesting.
I was He-Man, man. Check it out. YouTube video. He-Man, what's going on? I'll kick it off. I am playing the Xbox downloadable free game of the month. Actually, since it goes half months and it's the 15th, I'm not sure if it's free today. I know it won't be free tomorrow, but anyway, Might and Magic has a downloadable game. Everyone knows I love Heroes of Might and Magic, and it's called Clash of the Heroes. It's actually a RPG-style game. I love it. It actually comes with a story for the different factions. I'm not going to delve into the Heroes of Might and Magic myth because I could speak all day on it and nobody really wants to hear about it. But they always kind of lacked a story. And now they gave a character from each kingdom and gave them a story. And they intertwine with each other. And it's an RPG. Very reminiscent of... the style is Final Fantasy VII. But the fighting kind of is like a stacker game. Like a... I guess Tetris or Bubble Bobble. Where you
seriously?
Yeah, you pick out the characters. Like elves, for example, have like deers. And again, I don't want to bore anyone. But deers, archers, and whatnot. And you pick it. And right in the beginning... all of them rush the stage, and you have to stack different colors together.
So it's
and
a puzzle game.
Pretty much. But it's an RPG, and there's a strategy to it, because you can stack them different ways, create walls, create different power moves. It's fun, and it's very, very different.
Does it have any of the old stuff from the older Might and Magics? Like,
it's got all the characters from it.
I mean, the gameplay-wise.
No, nothing gameplay-wise. I mean, it does have the gold and the wood that you need and the ore that you need.
Being a Might and Magic fan, are you appreciative that they changed the gameplay, or are you kind of, you want the old gameplay back?
I'm stoked at what it could be in the future. Maybe have these particular characters as the leaders of the kingdoms in the next game. I would think that would be a pretty cool move, because I never really connected, as much as I've played it, I never really connected with any of the actual factions.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had favorite factions that I just played well with, but I never really, on a story level, connected. And it's just a cool thing. It was free. I don't know if it's free anymore. Even if it wasn't free, I would have definitely bought it. Mm-hmm. So it's a fun play. Max, what are you playing?
I am now, the Comic-Con's over, going back, checking some things off the to playlist and doing a little Far Cry 3.
Okay.
Which is sweet. I love it.
The Far Cry series was awesome.
I've played them all. I don't know why it took me so long to get to 3, but it's basically just Skyrim on a tropical island. Free roaming, you know, various quests throughout, follow the main storyline.
And there's an end to this game.
So yeah.
That's fun.
There is an end that I can't wait for. It's got a cool storyline. You're kind of this dude who's trapped on this island. You're there on vacation, and you get kidnapped. You and your friends get kidnapped by drug smugglers. And you're almost like the Walter White of this island. Because as you continue the story, you start really enjoying taking dudes out.
And cooking meth?
It's actually a meth cooking island.
Okay. All right. Nice.
Ironically enough.
All right, so praying won't help. What are we doing? What are we doing this week?
Well, recently I actually started replaying like Alan Wake. Downloads for it.
Replaying. So you played the whole thing?
In our last quiz, Alan Wake was the top 25 game, according to, I think, IGN.
Yeah, it was in the top 25, yeah, but, you know, crazy. I never got through it.
Really?
Shining a flashlight on dudes got really old.
Yeah.
I thought it was great, just, you know, you're not this total badass, you know, you're a regular dude, tired running.
It had the weird things, like you have to shine the flashlight on, and your collectibles are like finding coffee cups. Like, why is this guy carrying around coffee cups?
I just couldn't get through the whole thing. I'd rather go to the park and ride and shine a flashlight on those dudes. So, it's funnier.
So Assassin's Creed, this guy just picking up feathers on the top of these tall buildings, that made more sense?
Well, at least they address it within the storyline.
Look, the collectibles don't make any sense.
I know, but they could have done better than coffee mugs.
Look, a feather is way more interesting than a coffee cup.
And easier to lug around.
It's literally garbage.
Anyway, so you're replaying Alan Wake. Is this story any different this time, or
it's not different? But you know, it's just a fun story. You know, you forget things after a while. Has one of the best in-game soundtracks I've ever heard, I think.
You're doing the DLCs and stuff.
Yeah, you have like an extra mission, and it also comes with like this this mode where you just endlessly fight guys until the time runs out.
Oh, they actually have like a horde mode.
Yeah, so that's a lot of fun.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Giant. What are you doing this week?
Well, since I'm like the local like sports guy.
Oh boy!
The new FIFA came out about a month ago, and I'm playing the Virtua Pro. And I never begrudgingly played something in my life so much because, to I guess escape like stat whores and people who just like basically up their guy through like single player mode, just like cheating. They do all the stuff online to make your Virtua Pro better, right? So basically, the deal is, They can't keep the stats right. And every time I do something, it doesn't count or it's all fucked up. But it's so good that I have to keep playing it. That, and I'm salivating over the next, three weeks? Batman Origins comes out and Assassin's Creed Black Flag.
Black Flag.
So, I mean, right now I'm chilling with FIFA. It's a good old friend, but I'm going to have to put it on the side in a couple of weeks for Batman and Assassin's Creed.
The rest of the A-Squad thanks you for putting down FIFA for a bit.
Yeah. Nice.
Look, man, when the apocalypse comes and the aliens come down to Earth, they're like, we want your best FIFA player. You're going to thank me.
Yeah, that'll happen. Mm-hmm. That's what the aliens are really concerned with.
All right, so...
Soccer.
Anyway, right now, I want to go into what we were doing around Comic-Con. You know, I don't have a sound bite for it because I'm not going to waste my time making one for the one-shot hit. But we all had fun at Comic-Con. Did everybody see there was a lot of gaming stuff there.
Heavy presence this year.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I'd say more than past years.
I saw more people dressed as Deadpool as Mario than I expected.
There was a lot of them.
About like 40 or 50 Deadpools as Mario.
There's a lot of Deadpool variants.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, tons of them.
But I don't know. Like, that's an odd costume to me in general. Like, he never made a joke about that in the game or, as far as I know, the comic. Like,
yeah, but he does wear a lot of different shit. Like,
but so many people came as Mario as Deadpool. Or, you know, however you want to see it. Like, it's kind of crazy.
Be curious to know if that was ever
a meme or
in something. Yeah.
It could have been.
I mean, don't know about it.
Capcom had the booth. We saw the Assassin's Creed booth. The South Park new game had a booth.
Stick of Truth.
Dude, the line was out the door, and we were running the
booth. They did a great job. They literally recreated the outside town of South Park, and then inside was just nothing but the actual game. You could play the demo. I never got a chance to go in there because, you know, we have our booth, and I kind of really wanted to wait online just to play it because the game looks dynamite. I mean, the game looks like it's going to be really fun.
It does.
But the line was like an hour. Like, I'm not going to wait an hour.
We were manning the booth. Max and Praying Won't Help were manning the comic book side of it, and Giant and I were trying to hold our own just doing the A-Squad booth, but we kept on kind of sneaking off and checking out other shit, but none of us could sneak off for long. So yeah.
There's so many cool things at coming up for video games, at least. There's I actually tried to like look around for a video game shop. We actually did find one that sold the controller we had for the our emulator.
Well, that was our thing. We had the screen going, and we had an emulator going with Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. And I don't care if you did video games or not. You were walking around past us, and half the people were just like, oh, yeah?
I've never seen people smile and get giddy over a 20-something-year-old game. The game was, what, from 88?
Yeah,
like it's literally like 25 years old.
It's funny, and everyone's bad at it now.
The highest anyone got was Honda, and that's because that was saved there. The Indian guy?
Tiger.
Yeah, that was the farthest anyone literally got.
Yeah, no, we all have fond memories of being really good at it, but 20 years will do some shit to your skills.
Yeah, I don't know. I just couldn't do it anymore. I just couldn't get it right.
It was cool because people would stop by. They talk to us while playing a little bit. Every once in a while, we get some guy and I'd be like, "Hey, you listen to podcasts?" He's like, "No, never." But I want to play the Tyson Punch Out.
Right.
Like, all right.
We also had a little Battletoads going.
Go ahead, man. Play Tyson Punch Out. Yeah,
after,
we did.
After replaying Battletoads after like 20 something years, I don't know why that game had such a great following when you couldn't play more than like 15 minutes of it.
Yeah, yeah. You were dead.
Like, literally, that little ski.
We're up to the bikes. That's the end of me.
That's the fucking.
It's funny, man. The second board, people were asking me, you know, because obviously, you know, we're on a podcast for video games. We should be better. I mean, like, than them.
Should
and, a lot of games we are. But they're just like, oh, all right, so what, are you going to beat the sleds? Nah, man, I'm not beating those sleds.
unless I hit pause right before every death.
So, yeah, I mean, like, I would have loved to see the Stick of Truth. We were doing the booth, though. What was your favorite part? Anybody at Comic-Con?
Well, video game-wise or just in general?
I guess video game-wise. Let's go video game-wise.
Let's stick with the theme here. You know what I was impressed by that I didn't expect? Huge Nintendo presence.
Yeah.
I was really surprised by that.
The DS booth is right near us.
Yeah, and the Wii U and all that was like right around the corner from us. And I was shocked that they pulled out all the stops for their table.
I like how video games have kind of engulfed Comic-Con and claimed it as their own almost, where it's not just comics. It's you're going there for video games almost equally.
Well, I like that it's...
It was definitely cool.
It's comics, it's movies, it's video games. But video games are really stepping it up.
I mean, seriously, when you walk in, you saw the South Park booth. They had the Call of Duty, the truck from Call of Duty.
Right in the front.
Yeah.
The DuckTales game, and there was a Street Sweeper game, like a bunch of little arcade games.
Like Capcom. That was Capcom booth.
That was Capcom booth.
I saw the janitor sweeper game.
StarCraft had a big tournament.
Huge. Oh, man. I watched a little bit of it, but I couldn't. It was so sick. They had a big stage. They had two glass booths, almost like the old-timey... what do you call them? Like quiz shows? Anyone ever see that movie Quiz Show?
Yeah.
It was like two glass tubes with like two guys are battling things, out. Huge screen up top, The Wiz.
It was kind of intense in watching it. I saw a little bit of it, but our friend Tommy, who came by, he got yelled at by his girlfriend because he wanted to see the end, and she was like, "We're watching a video game."
Yeah.
And he's like,
he framed that so bad. Come on. He's like, "What would you do if you watched an entire season of a TV show?" And your girlfriend was like, "You can't watch that last episode." I'm like, "What show are you watching?" StarCraft Tournament. I'm like, "Fuck you, dude."
No, it's epic, man. Once you
it
get
was to... epic.
But his girlfriend was not going to care.
No, right. she
I would have cared. I would have gone back with him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they came from China.
That's
and
true.
And all he wanted to do was watch some...
Yeah, our buddy Tom came back from China. He lived in China now.
It's a good point. Right.
Just to see our booth at Comic-Con. The guy came thousands of miles away.
What a guy. Nah, he was trying to glam up our free tickets. Me and Max, just a quick other side note about Comic-Con, until I start launching into the stuff we found, the little hidden gems around Comic-Con, me and Max had a lot of fun at the Call of Duty booth.
Yeah.
Call of Duty Mega Bloks There's a new set of Mega Bloks. They have a huge Humvee made of Mega Bloks that we got to take pictures in, and they were so accommodating. They're like, "Oh, we'll hold your picture, or your camera, and put on the helmets and glasses." And we're like, "Yeah, all right, cool." And they're like, "Oh, and also, would you like a poster?" And we're like, "Yeah." Also, the guy who designed the Mega Bloks thing is here. Would you like an autograph from him? Like, yeah,
really cool.
When I walked in, I thought that was just a huge chunk of plastic, but when you look closely, it's a literal like Mega Bloks. The guy put it all together.
Well, yeah, but they let us sit in it rather than like Lego World, or who you'll get arrested for touching that shit.
Oh, I've never been to Lego World, so.
Oh, I have, and yeah. I've gotten warned.
You'll get like warned that don't touch that shit.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So we got to post that picture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We also got a cool poster that says "To the A Squad" from.
It's in my closet.
From them. All right. Yeah, it's doing good in your closet. That's nice. anyway, a couple shout outs to people that we found around Comic Con that were video game related. We were not the only video game related booth that was there indie style.
Yeah, in our small press area.
Yeah, first one I want to give a shout out to. Well, I'll set the mood. Me and Giant, a little hungry. A little thirsty.
I need some XP.
Yeah, well, first off, we go to get these hot dogs. Don't get Comic-Con hot dogs.
Are you talking about the ones that ruined your whole day?
It was like eating a watermelon. It was so juicy.
They shot through my digestive system like a log flume ride. They were just like...
I've never seen someone pay $4.54 hot dog and be like, I'm done with it. Like, he's like halfway through.
I've never seen two people eat hot dogs and then have to promptly sit down and sweat for 20 minutes.
It was awful, man.
Got my heart rate up a bit.
Oh, my God. So, anyway, I'm walking around. I'm trying to get that taste out of my mouth. And what do I see? Some cookies, you know? I'm walking along, and I see some video game cookies, even better. I go to try them. I assume that they're like... Like the ones you buy now, you see in Toys R Us, where they're like mass produced because they're good, man. They look good. They have the star from Super Mario World. They have a couple pixels. It was really cool the way they set it up. They said like mana plus five, this, that. So I go to buy it, and they were delicious, man. They were homemade. I find out they were homemade, and they were made by the 8-Bit Bake Shop.
Everything was organic, too.
Yeah, dude. 8bitbakeshop.com is their website. We talked to the people there. 8 being the number, and then Bit Bake Shop. And if you don't know how to spell it, whatever. Look it up.
I'm sure people can figure this one out.
Yeah, but I got their card, and they're located in Queens, New York. And they're really good, man. They're really talented. I looked on the old website. I'm in love with their slogan, where the cake is never a lie. Cute, man. Brilliant. I love it, and it's run by a pastry chef named Hannah and her dude. I think they're together. They should be, maybe. Yeah.
You listening, Hannah?
If you're listening, I'm trying to hook Matt up.
That's where people came to the booth. They want to see if these two crazy cats were going to get together.
It's a real will they, won't they booth.
Yeah. Right, man. But anyway, I don't want to embarrass anyone. But it was really good. I mean, like, the cookies were good. I'm definitely going there for my next party. I went online, checked them out. They got some cool... video game just stuff. They'll make you anything.
Well, the booth is really inviting when you like you walk up to the booth and you see like, oh, your power goes up plus five if you have these cookies. Or
it was cool, man. Yeah. It really itched my nerd spot. Like, yeah. I was really into it.
So I could use some energy.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go there. I need some experience points.
They also got different sections on the website. Of course, our favorite around here, if you haven't heard, the beers popping all the time throughout the podcast, they have the bartender's oven where she'll make anything video game related, but she'll throw some booze in there, you know.
Nice.
Yeah, that's pretty nice. She can make anything, man. I mean, like, it was really cool, and nobody's paying us for plugs or anything like that, but it seemed pretty cool.
Just giving them their due.
Right. All right, so check them out online. The next booth, we have two other booths that we saw that I kind of fell in love with, and. Again, they had like 25 gaming booths. These are just the top ones for me, anyway.
Yeah, these ones caught our eye.
Giant and I were walking around, and we saw the Glitch Gaming apparel.
The one shirt that really caught my eye was the Nutrition Facts of Gaming. Yeah. Where it was like a daily dose of power was 100% on the shirt, like, you know, like a pack of like a cereal box.
The one that caught my eye is the Home Depot one that said Pwn Depot. It said, "You can't do it, we can help." I love that, man. I loved it. Anyway, glitchgamingapparel.com. Go there, check it out. They have some really, really cool t-shirts. They make them themselves. I mean, it's very easy to navigate the website. I checked it out, and the online store is sorted into different games or categories by the actual box art from the game. So you don't have to sit there and read some boring thing. But my favorite was the actual Glitch Apparel, like, made ones, where they made them 100% by themselves, just the original designs, rather. The Hadouken instead of the Heineken one.
That one was awesome.
Can I make a one quick correction?
Yeah.
Their website, glitchgear.com.
Okay, well, they're Glitch Gaming Apparel, glitchgear.com, my bad.
Just want to give them the proper direction here.
Well, as everyone can tell, I'm not reading off a, like... a promo thing. I'm just.
Well, I looked it up, and I'm particularly in love with the Heineken shirt that says Hadouken.
Yeah, he just mentioned that one. It's Hadouken.
But when you see it, it's awesome.
It is. It is cool. It's a particular cool art style. The girls' line where it says like "I pwn my boyfriend" T-shirt, like baby doll tee. It was pretty cool. They also have a section of Glitch Arcade where it's just flash game versions of Contra and Mega Man and Sonic, where you could go there and they'll throw up your high score and stuff. So it's just a cool website to hang out at anyway. But I'll definitely be picking up the Pwn Depot when it's in. It's actually currently out of stock, which is one of like their only t-shirts that is out of stock, unfortunately. they probably just brought it all to Comic-Con.
I think I'm going to pick up one of these Aperture Lab from Portal t-shirts. These are pretty sweet.
Yeah, those are dope. I actually like the Glitch Apparel logo, so I'll be getting their t-shirt because that's only $10, probably just because they're throwing it out there, you know. But I was really impressed with their shit.
Yeah, they had really cool swag.
Yeah, the first person shooter t-shirt was cool, where it's like an NBA logo almost, but with a guy with a gun. Yeah. FPS in the corner. These are just off the top of my head too. I don't really remember. I'm just remembering my favorites, but they got a ton more. And it was, it was really cool.
Glitchgear.com.
There you go. And, still going with the apparel, there was one more apparel booth. Giant and I talked to the girls who run it. It's run by girls.
And they have an underwear line, too.
Well, that was the thing. It's gameplaywear.com. A much more laid-back feel than...
For the ladies.
Right.
Lady.
Anyway, much more laid back feel to it. They only have 10 products on the site right now, but you definitely want to favorite it or bookmark it, maybe even sign up for the thing, because they had so much more at the booth than they do online. You know, they had a full line of like
the women's panties and stuff like that.
Ladies' underwear.
Ladies' undergarments.
Yeah, which I was.
We're adults here, I could say.
Yeah, whatever. They had panties.
Look. This is MA, all right? That's the rating on this.
There you go. Oh, even better.
There you go.
All right.
If I saw a chick walking down the street wearing some of this, she'd catch my eye.
Mm-hmm.
These are good.
Yeah, the nice products over there. Like they're the only video game apparel company that I saw making the underwear and stuff like that.
The underwear were cool. They had sweatpants. I was going to buy a bunch of the underwear for my lady, but unfortunately I couldn't make it on Sunday. We had an emergency on Saturday, and I actually had to leave early. That sucked, but I was definitely planning on buying some of their gear for home. Anyway, and they don't only go with video game stuff. They have LARPing t-shirts and cool shit like that. They had a bunch of stuff at the booth, and when I looked at the website, they have the 10 products, which are still pretty cool, but I assume they're going to expand their shit, because they had some really, really cool stuff at Comic-Con.
Well, while talking to them, they definitely seemed like they had a ton of ideas that they just haven't, like, gotten to yet.
They did. They seemed like they were creative. They were talking about pajamas. And, they had the sweatpants, which were dope.
So the point here, definitely go and support them. Their stuff is really affordable, too.
Yeah.
If you're a gamer on a budget...
Yeah, they were super nice.
Well, you're not going to pay $30 for a t-shirt. You're going to pay like $15 That's pretty solid.
Anyway, those are the three ones that really stood out to me. I have an artist that did a little something for our studio here, but since I want to kind of throw it out there as with the picture, and I'm having it framed right now, I'm going to wait till next week to talk about it.
The Earthworm one?
Yeah, this guy drew this sick Earthworm gem.
Yeah, that made my day when he came back with that. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I wasn't buying anything on Saturday. That was my rule, but I was like, I can't have this guy sell this goddamn Earthworm gem. So I bought that.
Groovy!
Okay. So that's definitely what we're playing, and or what happened at Comic-Con,
and thanks for everyone who stopped by.
Yeah, that was really nice, man.
Much appreciated. Thanks for the input.
Yeah, you guys are great.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, here's on to a new section that everybody told me we should do at Comic-Con. This is fresh from Comic-Con, and that's what's out this week. Out this week is this new Skylanders game, Swap Force. People who don't know Skylanders is the game based pretty much on the Spyro world.
It's a brilliant concept.
Yeah, with the action figures.
Yeah.
Where you place them down and they fight.
They had a new game like that? Because is that the game? I've seen a GameStop where I walk in, there's tons of action figures on the wall, and they all have to do with this one game.
Well, there's
Skylanders.
Two. There's Skylanders and Disney Infinite. I think that's what it's called, right?
Disney Infinite is the more recent.
Yeah, Skylanders, but they're both the same concept, where you buy the action figures and they unlock stuff within your game.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. Somebody beer me. Thank you.
All right, Stone Cold.
Anyway, also, it was Slim Pickens this week. You were going to have Slim Pickens for the next month. I mean...
Yeah, but then it's uber, like,
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, then our whole podcast is going to be about what's up. So, we had Wipeout, Create and Crash.
Is that Wipeout
from, like, PS1?
Or is that the TV show
Wipeout? No, it's a TV show. I won't be picking it up.
No, fuck that.
I don't even watch the TV show.
Zumba Fitness World.
What?
That ain't happening. Dude, totally. Slim Pickens, man. Slim Pickens. A game that I might be checking out, Two Brothers, which was a Kickstarter-funded action-adventure RPG that was made in that style of the old-school Game Boy games.
Hopefully those two brothers are Pete and Pete.
I don't think it's a Pete and Pete game, or I probably would have seen something about that.
Bummer.
But it looked a lot like Legends of Zelda. They stuck with a monochromatic view, like the kind of green and murky.
It's that green, old school
game. It's only out for PC and Mac right now, but it said that it's probably going to be a downloaded game. Lou, say something.
I was just going to say, I definitely dig the old school RPGs. Mm-hmm. You know, there's something to be said about that. You know, nowadays it's all flash and zero content.
Yeah.
Back then it was a little reversed.
Well, we went and got that emulator for the table.
Yeah.
And I've just been playing old school RPGs on that.
Yeah.
They had a charm that you don't find anymore.
And let me tell you something, chiptunes, awesome.
I love the chiptunes.
I know, you're a chiptunes monster.
Yeah.
He's got a bunch of them. We should actually take one of your chiptunes and put it on the show.
I got one maybe at the end of the show, if you guys want it or something like that.
Sure.
Dude, I'm totally into it.
Play us out with
sweet,
it.
Sweet, sweet. Yeah. But yeah, retro gaming.
Play us out.
Retro gaming is just, I don't know, it's so much more fun than
I appreciate it a lot more now. Like, a game like we had Punch-Out in the emulator this last weekend, man, I could play that all day, man.
Well, they have the old school handhelds, rather, now that play all the old school games. You can find them at Game Hut.
Give a Jay a little shout out, Mr. Jay DeNunzio.
I'm actually going to do a commercial for him. Why not? I mean, they hooked me up.
Yeah, do it.
Welcome to Game Hut.
Yeah.
And while you're there, get your sprinklers done.
Yeah. Why not? Anyway, also NBA 2K14 out this week.
Is that a good thing, Brian?
LeBron James took over. He felt that Jay-Z wasn't good enough to do the soundtrack. He's like, look, Jigga Man, I'm a king. I'm going to do the soundtrack. I'm going to shoo you away. So... last year,
he didn't come to New York, and now this.
I know, he just disrespects Brooklyn now. But the last game, it was presented to you by Jay-Z, so it was like aesthetically awesome. Like, the music was great, the look was awesome. I don't know, I didn't buy the new one just yet.
Did he put himself in the crowd?
No.
That would have been cool.
It would have been awesome if you saw if you were playing in Brooklyn and you saw Jay-Z and Beyonce in the crowd and stuff.
Yeah.
And then rich-ass Prokhorov just hanging out, just throwing money at people.
I don't know who that is.
That's the owner. That's the Russian billionaire who was running for president who owns the Nets.
Okay.
But Jay-Z owns the Nets. He owns like 0.5% of the Nets.
I know. All right. Anyway, the thing that I wanted to note about NBA 2K is that you can buy the Super Fan Pack right now, which is...
Look, I'm a super fan. Whatever it is, don't buy it.
It's $100 for a digital download code... for a digital download version on the Xbox One and PS4. So you can buy it right now for the Xbox 360. You get the Super Fan Pack.
All the, from my experience, all of the sports games, they all come out like in the fall, right before all the systems came out in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And they are all, like GameStop at least, is giving you the free upgrade. Like if you bought the game in September, like for FIFA or the NBA game, they'll give you, if you bring it back in, they'll give you the rights to download the new.
Well, that was like my point. That was like my point. My point was,
what is that, $100 though?
Yeah, GTA is giving you the $10 upgrade fee.
Well, to be fair, they warned it. I actually bought GTA, and they warned me. They're like, hey, look, man, it's coming out on Xbox One, PS4. You may want to like get this. Like it was an extra thing you could buy with it. But I was like, once I started on the system, I'm fine with it. Like,
you'll have it done by then.
Yeah.
Well, here was my thing. A lot of the big games are doing $10 upgrade fees, and you're right. A lot of sports games are just letting you do it. Who the fuck do they think they are charging $100? I mean, like, what am I saving? $20?
Yeah, that's a bit steep.
It's coming out in 3 weeks.
Well, that's the 2K. The as far as EA goes, at least for FIFA,
yeah,
it was absolutely free. You traded.
But that's what I'm saying with the 2K. I mean, like, why do they feel that I'm gonna buy this pack for $100 so I can get? Because I can't wait 3 weeks.
Yona's 2K has the baseball game. The baseball game, I mean, it's not that great. I think the PlayStation one, the show is way better. This is their big game every year. The NBA game is their game as far as sports go.
Right.
And if they don't try to make the most money as they can, then it might be like a losing year for them.
Dude, that's ridiculous. Nobody's going to do that. Nobody's smart. You're only saving $20. It's insulting. It's the only game that's not allowing a big upgrade like that.
We got to remember, in general, when a new system comes out, like a lot of the games at first, there's always like one game that's awesome, but most of the games at first are kind of just throwing games that were made for both systems. While all the people with their mainstays are the sports games, so all the sports games are hard to get right at first, like Madden's and the FIFA's and the NBA games.
Reserve it. I mean, whatever.
I'm just telling you, like, the people's mindset going in. Like, you guys don't particularly like sports games, but as a sports fan, I know it's hard to get right off the bat because they always can count on those games being good.
Okay. How you say? Womp
womp. No love for the sports games.
I haven't had love since like NBA Jam.
And that's the only
Mutant League games I think I liked.
Yeah.
There was a sweet game on PS1 that was like European handball, but like you had to like chainsaw a motherfucker in the middle of the field. Okay. I think what it was called.
See, those are the sports games.
Dead Ball Zone. It's called DBZ.
DBZ. Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Yes.
Yeah. I miss the fake sports game.
Yeah, I want to slam dunk from across the court and tackle somebody viciously. Yeah.
Right.
All
right. Anyway, I think we're going to move on to the news right now.
All right. Let's do the news. News team,
assemble! Good news, everyone. Bad news, everyone.
Oh, have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
All right. Well, it's not a brand new news that they have combined arcade machines with kegs. Now, has anyone seen that?
I saw that on the shark of the
Shark Tank.
Shark Tank. The guy had a keg inside of a arcade box.
Yeah, you can buy it for $3,000. That's been out for a while.
That was why none of the sharks wanted it. They were like, it's way too much for like
right,
a man.
Right. Well, it did come with. It's one of those like 150 arcade systems. I personally think those 150 arcade systems are not the way to go because I lose love for it. Like searching through 150 different games. Like,
I mean, I would have a lot of fun if they were like specific. If they had Tekken, Street Fighter
for
2.
$3,000, I would go out. If I had $3,000 to burn on arcade games, I would hit Craigslist, buy as many single standing ones as possible, probably like $600 each. Get myself like five, like Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, this and this. And get a 12-pack of beer.
Let me ask you this. If you know, does it refrigerate the keg?
It does.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it pours it from the machine
itself.
From
the side.
I'm sold. I mean, I don't have the money for it.
No. Anyway, that's not the one I was talking about.
To be fair, I'd much rather save the space and not have like a full arcade where I could just have one machine.
No, I'd rather dedicate a full arcade.
That would be bad news for my alcohol problem.
And first of all, if I had arcade machines... If I had more than one, mm-hmm. The second one would be a pinball machine. Like if I went, because you could have one cabinet and have every game you ever want.
I just wouldn't want that. I want the full on experience of running back and forth.
No, because after the pinball machine, it'd be like SoundScope, a different type.
How much room do you have in your house?
I would like a two seat racer if I could. You know, like a two seat racer where I play somebody, maybe a little pinball, maybe a little Time Crisis. I'm feeling Time Crisis.
Time Crisis is a good one.
Uh-huh. Are we building an arcade? Is that what we're doing? I'm excited.
Well, because, I mean, if a cabinet's a cabinet, but once you start going into the other games, you want a different type of cabinet. Like, you know, the Silent Scope is a different one. Like, you can't just play right. Silent Scope on a regular cabinet, like pinball. Yeah. You know, all those.
I need Spy Hunter. I don't know why. Don't ask me why.
Spy Hunter.
You can play that. You can play that on a watch, bro.
That shit is fun for like 2 minutes, mm-hmm. and then you're sick of it.
All right. Anyway, that's not the one that I was going to talk about. The Big Boss Brewing Company. Has anyone ever had any of their beer?
No, I have not.
Were they based? Do we have any
UK program? UK based? Okay. And you were talking to the four most the four finest beer aficionados on Long Island.
I love.
Probably tried every brewery in the United States and half of Europe, but not Big Boss Brewing Company. Anyway, Big Boss Brewing Company has invented a arcade game for their brewery called The Last Beer Fighter, which is a 2D fighter based on the mascots of all their different styles of beer.
That's actually really cool.
I love this.
And all right, you're going to love it more. Each player puts their cups in front of them. And whoever wins is the one that the tap fills automatically.
Yes. That's sweet.
Yes, that I want
sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
If this was like in every bar in America, it would be the most popular attraction.
I tried finding out more about the game itself, but the internet is so abuzz about the fact that it does that. Dude, I can't find out.
Yeah, I don't know why
this should replace Golden Tee and Big Game Hunter in every bar across the country.
What is the connection between drinking?
And wanted to shoot
and
deer.
And shooting deer.
Oh, ask the people who shoot deer.
Oh, yeah. Out this week, by the way, Cabela's hunting game. I forgot about that.
It's like the free roam one.
Yeah. Actually, it's kind of fun. The Cabela's has a... I forgot it was out this week.
Dude, but I don't know why you didn't start and end the show with this awesome game.
Well, Cabela's does a you think just Call of Duty, like a Call of Duty type hunting game where shit's jumping out of you. Who cares though? We're talking about the beer case.
You think
they've got zombie deer?
Yeah.
You think
like
putting your quarter on the game is competitive, bro? Mm-hmm. When you get the win and then drink the beer, like also these characters, are they like literally like beer cans? Fatalities are you shake the other guy up and you pop his top and his
no, they're not. They're not beer cans. They're just for example, I'll pick a brewery that I know you know. Listeners may not, but just real fast, 21st Amendment Brewery that we all love. They have
Free or Die.
Back in Black, which is Paul Revere on the can.
Yeah.
And their Saison, which is George Washington on the can. So those two would be characters in the show. It's so not cans.
Their watermelon with the Statue of Liberty would be a character?
Right, right. So the Big Boss Brewing Company obviously has a character per beer. Those are the fighters in the game.
This is genius.
I like it.
It's so smart, and I would love it if they threw it out there and it was like, you know, it's basically like $5 a beer now.
If you get a perfect round, it should serve you nachos, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just you get like some like, hot dogs come out.
Yeah, exactly.
But basically, it's $5 a beer pretty much around the United States for a beer at a bar. It'd be cool if each of us had to wager the $5 and the loser just got nothing.
Yeah.
You know? Who's got nothing?
That would be pretty. There'd be a lot of bar fights over that.
Right. Right.
You're spamming Hadoukens, asshole.
that might happen. A little cheese might happen.
Well, that guy would get drunk in no time. And
yeah, the real guy.
Fall all over himself.
After like 4 or 5 games, the guy'd be shot.
Anyway.
And you couldn't continue until you put your cup back on, like it was empty.
Oh, wait, there's. What the hell was that?
That was a little hooray beer.
A little red stripe?
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway,
red stripe's my fatality move.
Next.
Hooray death.
Next news is GameStop Black Friday deals flyer leaked.
What's on the Black Friday?
Yeah, what will I not be waiting in line at midnight for?
Oh. All right, well, you can get a new brand new, the black, sleek, large gigabyte Xbox 360.
What kind of fucking color am I getting? Am I getting white again?
No, I don't think they're doing that anymore. All but right. With Tomb Raider and Halo 4 for $200.
Wait, this is the old black.
This is a 360.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Who doesn't have 360?
$200. That's not bad.
If you don't have one, why would you wait till now to get one?
But that's not even like a great price. Mm-hmm. Like,
but you're getting two games.
For that and the two games.
The used one, you get for like $125.
Yeah, but you're getting two games. That's $120 value right there.
It's like a $20 value.
Tomb Raider is not $60.
All right, Halo 4, but Tomb Raider has been out for a year yet. True, so that might be still $40.
True, not true. If you bought all three things used, would it be less?
It, like, separately?
Yes.
Let's see.
It'd be comparable. Do
the math.
Yeah, it'd be comparable.
Actually, now that I do the math, let's say the system's $120. Tomb Raider's probably like $40 now, and Halo's probably like $15. You're actually losing money here.
Just go buy from the same store used the day before Black Friday.
Exactly.
Go buy it from the Game Hut.
Yeah, go buy from Game Hut.
Anyway, they had a 360 page. I highlighted some of the stuff that I could see because these were just bad photos of it that were on the internet. And these could be subject to change, but whatever. It was printed out already. Battlefield 4 for $30, but only if you buy it on Black Friday. That's a pretty good deal.
Dude, that game looks just menacing.
But it's half price, but you got to go in that obnoxious Black Friday shit.
I know.
I'd rather shop the money.
And you don't know if they're only offering 15, whatever. Assassin's Creed 3, not 4.
Well, I want to say, am I the only gamer with the next generation systems that is not going to go to the store at all? Like, I'm just going to digitally download everything.
Nah, I'll probably hit the stores for a little bit. Until
like, if I get presents is one thing. Like, if someone buys me a present, then, you know, that is what it is. But I think, like, why would I ever go to the store where I can just go home, take my shoes off, and just download the game?
Well, you know what? Like, you got a point as far as, like, you know, places will offer Black Friday stuff on the internet.
Cyber Monday. That's what I'm really... Cyber Monday, yeah. I'm more excited
about.
You don't have to
get trampled.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway, Assassin's Creed 3, only $15 for a new copy on Black Friday. Not bad. Assassin's Creed 3, we all loved it, so go pick it up if you want.
At this point, we've all played it.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not picking it up. I'm just reporting the news.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate the fact that it's only $15, but how much is it regularly? Like, what, 25?
No, it's probably up there. It's probably...
You think so?
It's less than a year old. And normally, the price drops after about a year or so.
30, maybe?
I mean, the game is that good where it should be, like, $65 still.
Yeah. Splinter Cell Blacklist. This one's for you. Praying won't help. $25 on Friday.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to cash in some soda cans.
Soda pop.
You guys think I'm fucking around? That's for real?
And,
you guys take recyclables?
He's going to be selling t-shirts and comics at the store.
Well, they're also doing a 30% extra in-store credit for trade-ins.
Oh.
So you could. So, you could
that's it. Always cool. Like, that's be the only way to
I
get
always
me
love it when they do that.
That'd be a way to get me to store if they gave you like more for the trade-ins.
Trade-in bonuses.
Yeah.
And lastly, for Xbox 360, although they have more deals, but whatever, I'm not reporting those. Batman Arkham Bundle, $25.
Both games?
That's really good for both
of them. That's a good one.
Yeah, if I didn't already own them, I'd buy that. I'd get that. Yeah. That would be my
right,
thing.
Right there, that is two games that are probably two of the top 20 games you've ever played. Like,
yeah.
It definitely is, and probably maybe even the top 10. I mean, you guys know I love those games, but I think it's a smart move on the company, by the way, just because they're new ones coming out, and they
Origins,
want people to be hooked to the series.
And can I say those two games back-to-back?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful gaming experience.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, walking in Comic-Con, actually, I saw outside the trailer for Arkham Origins.
They were putting it on the big screen.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, man, it's so, almost here, man.
That thing looked good on that big screen.
Yeah. Don't think you got past me.
I don't want to deviate too much, but, you know, I don't know if anyone else knows, with the Batman games... Like, each version, if you get, like, the Game of the Year or PC version, you get the gamer score all over again for it.
So
really?
So you can get double gamer score?
Yeah, my buddy Dave from the UK.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got the original Batman game 3 times in his gamer score.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Dave the Brit is a devious one. Like
so you just buy the special edition, you can get every accomplishment over again?
Yeah, exactly.
Does he have full 1,000 achievements in both games like I do?
I don't think he has a new one yet.
Mm-hmm.
That I tell you what, the Arkham City is bonkers with its achievements.
America wins again.
Still working on it, yeah.
Anyway, Sony's also got Assassin's Creed Black Flag for only $40 on Black Friday.
That's a good deal.
That's pretty good. You save about $25.
It's a brand new game.
Yep. The sports games are like Madden, FIFA, NHL, all the new ones, only $40 on that Friday.
Saving again, $25-$30.
Mm-hmm. PS All Stars is which is the
is
Super
like the
Smash
Brothers.
Yeah,
$10.
Battle Royale.
Wow.
$10.
Woo, that's
now
good.
Is that in a testament to how whack that game was? Or
I've heard good things about the game. I just don't know if
it
was successful.
I mean, you're talking about Assassin's Creed 3 is going for more.
It was like Smash Brothers versus combined with Fusion Frenzy. If you remember
Fusion
that.
Frenzy,
yeah.
It was like mini games in it.
Yeah, it was. No, there weren't mini games in it, but the style wasn't as cool.
I mean, you like throw out Fusion Frenzy, you're really killing that game.
I think, though, if you're going to really compare the two, Assassin's Creed 3 has a lot more substance to
it. That's what I'm saying. There was,
granted, but it doesn't have as much longevity as a Smash Bros.
Not necessarily, because you and your friends could play that game, All-Stars, and get tired of it in a weekend.
No, but you can still go back to the original Smash Bros. And play that.
I could go back to Assassin's Creed and still...
No, but I'm saying with your friends right now.
Yeah, but I don't think this is necessarily as good as Smash Brothers. You didn't get any of that same
buzz. I'm not sure I compared it to...
It wasn't, and the storyline wasn't as weaved together well. Anyway, moving on.
Smash Brothers
had a story? Disney Infinity, that new game that we were talking about, just like Skylanders.
Our good friend Victor Belmont was singing its praises.
Yeah, he loves it. He's probably going to be on the show next week. Hopefully. I wanted him on the show this week because he came with us to Comic-Con to help us out with Day Squad.
And he was clutch. Big shout out to Victor.
He had he got the controller for the emulator, and he got the wireless hotspot.
Yeah, he was definitely clutch. Anyway, they're doing a 50% additional figures when you buy the starter set. The only beef that I have with that is if I'm buying the starter set, I haven't played the game. Why the hell am I going to buy like all these figurines for it before I know what I'm playing?
Yeah, you really want to test it out.
Right.
Well, you want to know which ones you want to buy. Or,
You know, there's always the case where you have played it, you just don't own it yet.
Okay.
I got to really shy away from those games because I got involved when I was in high school with Magic the Gathering, and then I was just empty pocketed for a long time.
We all did, brother.
Because... Realistically, the games like that are just like, if whoever buys the most is the best.
Yeah.
Well, with Infinity, I don't think they have that many figures out, and I don't think they have any rare figures.
In fact, Tommy, the aforementioned Tommy, who also plays it, mm-hmm. our friend from China, mentioned that they are just premiering a couple new ones in the next coming weeks, I believe.
But
he said a Halloween Town, I believe, and some Pirates of the Caribbean stuff.
I mean, I've been following the game. Again, I haven't jumped in for the same reasons that Giant Shock just mentioned. But with these games, I assume that they would be like a cardboard box that you can't see in and you don't know what figure you're getting. But they're not. Everyone can buy the same figures.
Yeah.
So there's no rare figures or anything. Yeah. That's what would have piqued my interest.
Nah, because you know what? If you buy in like for a video game... I mean, after like the 10th time, you get like the lame one you don't want.
Yeah.
It's you're over it.
I'll just say, Rise, you're lucky your son's not a few years older. You'd know all about this.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm lucky I'm not a few years younger. I'd know all about it, too.
Yeah.
Going back to Magic the Gathering, after you bought a pack like so many times, you got the same dumbass card. I got annoyed at it. I was like, you know what? I don't even want to buy anymore. I would go right straight to the comic shop and got the card I wanted.
Yeah. I had the same thing when I was collecting. Marvel cards for the longest time when I was younger.
Yeah, but you weren't getting beasted in a game about it, though. Like, it
was but I was paying $10 a pop for Marvel Masterpieces, bastards.
Those were awesome. And then, how awesome were the hologram ones? You're just like, I just want one so bad.
I still have
some. Oh, I had all the holograms. I had the whole set, but it cost me like a goddamn everything I own. And half my soul.
I had the first set, and then all of a sudden, one day, they were like, oh, set two. I was like, god damn it!
Set two wasn't as good as set one.
I didn't even collect it. I was like,
we're not even talking about Marvel Masterpieces.
Well, I just popped on the old interwebs to check it out. Some of the boxes for Disney Infinity. Yeah, it doesn't really... Certain figures. The starter pack, you don't see what's in it. But the subsequent, like, add-on packs, you could see, all right, this box contains Mrs. Incredible, Captain Barbossa, and Mike Wazowski. You know, like, they're right there in the plan.
Captain Barbossa from fucking Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah.
Barbossa.
No, Barbossa from Monsters, Inc. Anyway.
That's so much.
Also, they're doing a buy two, get one free with used games, and they're also offering the Cabela's Safari Gun for only $20.
People are interested in Cabela's?
If you want more plastic in your room,
gun. More peripherals. And by the way, Davy Jones in this game is adorable.
He's very cute, little squid face.
He looks like those little figurines that you have all over the studio.
The little, I forget what they even call at this point.
But yeah, he looks like that.
That's awesome.
Okay.
They're called Pop Toys.
Pop Toys, yes. Yeah. Love the Pop Toys.
All right. Anyway, we're also going to hit the next story, which is Wii U sales are skyrocketing in the UK.
Really?
Guess why?
Why?
They don't have any other consoles.
Zelda. Wind Waker.
Really?
That's an old game, though.
So we're going to go around and we're going to guess just how high they went. Percentage-wise, did they go up 25%, 50%? Max, what are you thinking?
All right, you said skyrocketed.
Skyrocketed.
Skyrocketed. Now, did they not have Wind Waker before? Was that the
thing? No, they did.
Look, Wind Waker's been out for a while.
Okay. Wind Waker's been out.
I'm gonna say that shot them up 7%.
Okay, 7% in sales. Yeah, skyrocketing. 7%
sales. I'm going
marginally skyrocketing.
I'm going conservative here.
Right. Frank won't help. What are we gonna go with?
50%.
50%. That's a good number.
I'm gonna say they were so low. I'm gonna say like 300%.
300%. Giant is the closest. Wii U sales have shot up 685%.
Fucking Wind Waker?
You gotta remember, they probably sell like 10 a year, and then they were like, oh my god, people bought 1,000 of these things? Like,
what? I told you, man.
Why?
I told you it was gonna happen.
Why do people care about Wind Waker?
Because it's great.
It's been out, though. It's a 10-year-old game. And why only in England?
You know what's funny? Like, I said 300%, but I was like almost doubly wrong.
Yeah.
Right. Closest.
They sold
while still being very, very
four brilliant. Systems. 600%.
Yeah, Max, you were close, man.
7%. When you said 7, you literally meant 7 consoles.
I could not imagine Wind Waker making a difference.
Okay.
Well, Zelda's a huge franchise, but
it's not even a new Zelda game.
It is.
I beat that game 10 years ago, no joke.
I don't know if anyone knows offhand, but do they add new elements to the remake?
It's better graphics.
Yeah, it's on the screen, too. The baton that you had to press the yellow buttons on your N64 controller, up, down, down.
Was it N64 or GameCube?
N64.
Wind Waker?
Oh, no, GameCube. No, it was GameCube. My bad. But on the D-pad that you had to press up, down, left, right, whatever, you actually kind of symphonize on the screen now, like actually conduct.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
Because in the game, it's like a conductor's baton.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty nice. I actually would have rather seen it on the Wii, so I actually had to conduct, but the regular Wii.
As far as that goes, I feel that then in the UK, that the Wii U sold so just miserably that this made such a huge difference. And I don't think that the Wind Waker even sold all that much. It just did such a great rise in their selling just because they didn't sell anything.
I think it's a huge testament to how much people love old games.
I think it's just kudos for Nintendo. Keep it alive. Keep trying, guys. You're doing something right.
Not with your systems, but with your games.
You're doing something right. At least in England.
And lastly, the most unfortunate news story of the day. Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Watch Dogs. Everybody's favorite game to watch. Delayed till spring.
What?
Not coming out on launch, fellas.
After that beautiful segue and intro.
That sucks so much, doesn't it?
Get back, Muffy. Get back, Scruffy.
We were all looking forward to it. As a matter of fact, they were bundled. There were bundles that you could buy on GameStop.
You know what, though? I'd rather them delay it 3 months than to rush it out and have it be glitched up.
Yeah. Well, the difference between a video game being delayed and a movie being delayed is a movie, they delay it because it's bad. Okay. A game delays it because they want to make it actually better.
Ubisoft came out and said, we will not compromise on quality.
Good.
Quote. Good. GameStop is now offering bundle adjustments for people who
ordered the bundle.
And while Amazon is just assuring people that the reserve still counts, they will still be paying the same price and getting Watch Dogs much, much later.
Ouch.
We assure you, you'll get it when it comes out.
Oh, you'll get it. Don't worry about it.
I don't pre-order.
Yeah.
We'll give it to you when you get it.
Yeah. Anyway, I was really disappointed with that.
A little bums. But you know what? There's going to be so much, like, just crazy awesome stuff coming out with these new systems that I could live until, was it, like, February-ish or March when it comes out, man.
Yeah. Life is busy enough.
Gives you something to look forward to in the spring.
March, April, May.
It gives you something to look forward to in the spring, because usually that's a slow time for games anyway. Now you got a monster title dropping then. I'm cool with it.
I'm not cool with it. I mean, like, it does suck.
It's fine, man.
Yeah, but you got Black Flag and Batman coming out, so
you haven't.
I probably wouldn't have had time for it anyway. You're right.
You probably fill that whole void with GTA shit.
And we still got to go through GTA.
GTA multiplayer.
Because of Comic Con, I let my friend borrow the game, and I haven't got it back yet. And also knows that our friend of the show, Bruce Bonnerman, is telling me that my place in the gang is going down. Like, it's like, but every day I don't have it.
I'm not part of his gang, but it is a lot of fun playing multiplayer.
They're rolling hard, and I got to get my game back from Brad.
Oh, by the way, this is not written down at all, but this is just something off the top of my head that I know. Grand Theft Auto, since it's been so glitchy, everybody is getting $500,000 in in multiplayer. So you might want to sign up right now. Anyone who played in the month of October is getting it. There is money in the multiplayer mode where you can buy guns, cars, helicopters, whatever, and you will be getting $500,000, two installments of $250,000, and you can buy $500,000 for $10 real money in the game, or you can just sign up in October and they'll be shooting that out to say sorry to everyone for it being so glitchy.
I like to earn my money robbing people. Like, I'm not trying to...
Just another quick
charity.
Another quick side note that people might not know about: when you are the game is so good that, and I mean this is not a joke. When you are robbing a clerk, if you start yelling into your headset, he goes faster. So you can go, give me the goddamn money, give me the motherfucking money right now, and the clerk goes faster.
Or you could just be like, what's your aunt's recipe for oatmeal cookies?
Yeah. You look great. What is that, Bowflex? Are you working out at home? I don't understand.
I want a box of vanilla wafers.
Yeah, I mean.
What's that shit from The Usual Suspects? Like, God. From The Usual Suspects?
I don't remember what.
Oh, it's like, yeah, you motherfucking guys. Like, ah!
Just start barking, yeah.
In English?
All right, anyway, we're going to move on to Old School Game of the Week. Old school game of the week.
Unker the king. King of all the land.
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Look, fuck all you teddy bears out there.
Dude, I was a teddy bear for life.
I am the great mighty Pooh, and I'm going to throw my shit at you.
It was such an X-rated game, especially for Nintendo.
I loved how they used the current movies at the time, like Saving Private Ryan and The Matrix. In it. And it was just so ridiculous, the actual gameplay and the story mode. It was fantastic. Because at that point, that was the only game that was really tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah. You know? For people who don't know it was an N64 game in which a squirrel got super, super drunk. And it was about the day after, where he's just hungover, he just wanted to go home, and he just ran into all sorts of hijinks. And, I mean, it's one of my favorite games to date. Why they don't have a sequel of it, I mean, they did do a remake of it for
with a really revamped multiplayer, but it came out in between Xbox, when Xbox Live just came out, right, and right before Xbox 360, so it really kind of got lost.
Yeah, and they didn't redo any story stuff. Like, the single player, which to me was the highlight because it was hysterical, didn't have anything to it.
Yeah, I mean, it had the same exact player, but single player. But the multiplayer was so revamped, it was so awesome, but this is really before that multiplayer caught on the internet. So I tried to link it up in my house like we did with Halo. We figured 4-person per system, and it was only 2 people per system.
Weak.
And it just didn't have the balls it should have had. Like, if it came out now, it would probably be great. Like, we'd
if they came out with a sequel now, it would be...
Well, I'm saying, no, that literal game came out now, we'd have a blast with it.
Right. Yeah.
My ex-girlfriend a few years back had a younger brother who was about 15. This is like 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. That kid...
So he's 18.
Now he is. That kid then was obsessed with Conker's, just playing the old one on... He had never seen it. Even today, he never saw anything quite like it.
I mean, again, it was very tongue-in-cheek for Nintendo. I never saw Nintendo come out with something like that.
That was Rareware too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they did a great job. The gameplay was great. I loved all the multiplayer mini games of the first one, not even the revamped one of the that they put out a couple years later.
I'm shocked that you like the multiplayer because I always absolutely decimated you.
Look, it was basically
well, I don't think goddamn you ever won once.
No, not the capture flag so much because we had to be the goddamn teddy bear.
You can't brag if you're always a teddy bear.
We literally played it for months, and I don't think you have one W under your belt.
I had a W too, but it was few and far between because the teddy bear has such a gigantic advantage of being able to jump out of the tower and not dying. Huge advantage.
Anyway, for people who don't know, the thing was the teddy bear. It was teddy bears versus squirrels, and if a teddy bear jumped off, the flags were kept in 3-story buildings, which was hell to go up. But once you jumped off a 3rd-story building, as a teddy bear, you would just land.
Softly.
And as a squirrel, you would blow up and die when you hit the ground. So Giant Shock would have to go back down home alone style through my funhouse. Well, and I would just be able to jump
on it. It also added like a good minute of run back time.
Oh, yeah.
Like going through there, because then I have to fight off you guys again. And then I would have to go through the middle part of the stage, have to fight you off again. Like, it was redonk.
And I was always waiting on the middle bridge with my sword. And
this you just guy, wouldn't get past my he wasn't sword. Even all that great at
that
it.
That sword was awesome.
He just would not be a teddy bear.
Mm. No, I was always a teddy bear.
I know. Actually, you would not be the teddy bear.
No, yeah, I wouldn't.
It's really weird to brag about always winning when you always pick the superior team.
Yeah, wait till they fucking...
Being a teddy bear was just my chance.
Wait till Conkers 3 where they got robots. Shot robots forever.
Anyway, it was an awesome game. Awesome story. I don't know why they never came out with a sequel.
They were supposed to. It was canceled.
You know what? It's probably because it's like a MA game and it had like such a niche... That
what's not an MA game?
It's a cult classic.
But I'm saying it's vulgar to a point where it's like it doesn't have the mass appeal for everybody. And
I don't know about that. I think because GTA is huge.
Yeah, but that's
and that you're killing much more well known. Especially the shit that I used to do. I used to pick up hookers and then drive them off of cliffs.
You got to remember GTA has a
then
huge...
he'd go home and play Grand Theft Auto. Right?
You gotta remember, even before GTA got to that point, even the old SNES ones, they had a huge following right from the bat. When you could really, literally rob cars, it just had a huge following. Conkers had a cult following always, but never had that monster.
I think
mainstream.
GTA, correct me if I'm wrong, made its first appearance on PlayStation 1.
Yeah,
wasn't one of those things like an above above you?
Yeah, you were a little dot above you.
Yeah,
in comparison, was just like, what the fuck?
Okay, well, I did look it up.
Okay.
Got it right here. The problem with it was really poor sales.
Conkers
had really poor sales.
I know it's one of the more valuable from hanging out at Game Hut all the time. And Game Hut, if people don't know, deal with the older, more valuable games. It's one of the more valuable games now.
In both the U.S. and the U.K., sold only 50,000 copies. That's not
really
yeah.
The first one on 64.
This is bad for a day.
Damn.
You know, I think it's because back then they had that just sort of war against video games, and that was like a hot topic.
True.
It's
also because it was on a Nintendo system, which is not known for adult games.
Right.
That hurt the whole thing.
Also, it was kind of like there was not really a big like following for it as far as like you know like commercials or anything like that. So and that was before the internet really took off.
And to tie it back to what we were talking about before, it was right at the end of the N64. It got stuck in the console chasm.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Yep.
That'll fucking do it.
Well, anyway, we need a sequel from it, so...
Yes. Well, it's a cult classic nowadays.
You know what? Rare has been doing well, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
They put out so many fantastic games.
Mm-hmm.
What's a recent Rare game?
I don't know, but back
Killer
then,
Instinct's coming out. That's
yeah,
a Rare game.
Yeah, true. And that game was dynamite.
I love the Killer Instinct games. By
the way. Oh, they're doing the new one dirty, though.
See, I don't like how you have to buy a character by character so much, yeah. But, I mean, I'd rather just buy it, like, $65, get everybody.
Yeah, I think Rare is actually in kind of a weird spot. I don't think they're doing as much.
They're in a weird transition spot.
I mean, what do you want, Perfect Dark or Turok? Those
yeah,
are their
I mean,
other big titles. Banjo-Kazooie, we haven't seen any of these.
Well,
they
Banjo's
also,
coming out with a new game.
They also did Donkey Kong Country, which is hugely successful.
Yeah,
Donkey
but
Kong Country
is
coming
time.
Out with a new game, so we're going to be seeing Rare come back
yeah.
in a little bit.
Mm.
Anyway, next week on the show, we're definitely going to premiere that that Earthworm Jim art. I'm going to hit that guy up, so if you're looking for a little video game artwork...
Groovy!
Mm-hmm, groovy. You're going to see the quiz show back. Developer of the Week is going to be back. I just wanted to hit Comic-Con rather pretty hard this week. That's it.
You're a dick. You didn't have a quiz on this episode because there's a third person here and I take some of the heat off of me, man.
I missed my quiz today.
All right. I'll hit you one time.
You idiot. Okay, I'm muting you.
If you missed it, then whatever.
Nice save.
All right.
Thanks for the help.
So anyway, until next week, thanks for playing. thanks for staying for Praying Woman to help Chiptunes.